Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Tezayin. As we are on Tezav Mabez, we are in the sixth parak here in Masechta Shkalim. We have 1 week left for this Masechta, for Hashem, and then we get up to Bavli Sugyas. But today we have, again, beginning of the last week of Talmud Yerushalmi, as we start Shkalim, and we started yesterday the sixth parak. We discussed yesterday, the end of the shiur yesterday, brought up a Machlokas Amoraim, amazing, a Machlokas Amitzias. Right, one thing usually there's a machlokas in svaras, but this has to be a machlokas in metzias. How to understand the psukim? How many aronos there were in the times of the midbar? Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish holds that there were two aronos that traveled with Bnei Yisrael in the midbar. One of them they put the one they had the luchos in, and one they had the shivrei luchos in. That was, and one was stayed in the ol moed, and one went out with them. V'chulu. And the Rabbanan say no, the Rabbanan say there was one Aron, sometimes it went out, sometimes it didn't, and that was the one Aron that was taken in the times of Eli HaKohen, Machlokas Amoraim. We mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday also, that this Machlokas Amoraim is really a Machlokas Rishonim as well, between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi and Ramban have a Machlokas in Parshas Akev, how many Aronos there were. Rashi quotes, Al Derech HaPshat. He quotes Rashi, because of Rashi, the Ramban quotes Rashi in Perek Yud Pasuk Dalet, because of Rashi, V'lo zeu aron sha'asa betzalel, sha'ari lo nes'asku v'mishkan, el l'achar yom ha'kipurim, nimsa zeh achar haya, v'zeu sha'aya yotzi ima l'molchama, v'osa sha'asa betzalel lo yasa b'molchama, el v'imei eili, v'nenshu ola v'nishpa, zeh lashon ha'rav. The Rashi quotes that there were two aronos. That's Rashi, holding like the first opinion in the Gemara. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban says, V'alderech ha'pshat, says, I'm sorry, V'das Rav Hosein B'chol Makom B'Talmud Eino Kein, El Luchos V'Shivrei Luchos Munachin Ba'aron, as the Gemara says in Brachas. V'od, Ona Yamod Ha'aron Hazeh, Im Ha'Luchos Arishonos, Kol Yimei HaMidbar. Where was the other Aron for the 40 years? Well, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that there was another place for the Aron. There was an Aron inside the Olam Ha'Oed, inside the Kodesh Kadashim. So where was the other Aron kept? Ki B'Mishkan B'Beis Kashi HaKadashim, La'achar HaParoches, Lefnim Nacharoches, Ein Sham Shtei Aronos, V'chein Shlomo Lo Hichlis L'Beis Kachi HaKadoshim Al Aron Echad, Aval Aron Hazeh Shal Moshe, Kishenasa Aronos Shal Betzalel, Ganzuhu, Kedin Tashmishei Kedusha. There was an earlier Aron, but then they put it away, they buried it. V'zehu Anachon Aldaz Raboseinu. That's the Nachon Tzah, Machlokosin Rashi and the Ramban, in terms of the Aronos, but this is really a Machlokos Amoraim that is here. We also alluded to yesterday, this could have a nafkamina in terms of Apostle Sefer Torah. Right? We know, we take it for granted, but if you think about it, it's not so pashut. And that is, you're not allowed to put anything you want into an Aron Kodesh. Right? Remember, Bimei HaMishnah, Kohanim used to put their Truma inside the Aron HaKodesh, and that's why Chazal banned it, and they said it is tame, right? Truma, Sifrei Torah, Metame, you see Yadayim, and all the Mishnayos and Yadayim discuss that different Kisvei HaKodesh make Truma tame. Why they do it? Because people used to keep Truma. They didn't want them to keep Truma inside the Aron. But if somebody that's not Kadosh, of course you can't keep inside the Aron. What about Apostle Sefer Torah? Are you allowed to keep that inside the Aron? So maybe it's a nafkamina between these two deis. We think these two deis are just Machlokas and Metzias. But were the Shivrei Luchos inside the Aron with the Luchos? So that could be a Machlokas Amorah. There is a Sefer Chazal. The Minhag Olam, as we know, is to keep it in the Aron with some type of Heker, right? Put the Gartel on the outside, not on the inside, which itself is, you might say, to be signed for the Sefer Torah. You're labeling it Pasul. But on the other hand, you don't want to have a Takala, you don't want to take it out of lane from it. If it's Pasul, the Sefer Chasidim has in one line, in Tuf Kuflam and Dalet, Luchos v'shivrei luchos munachin ba'aron. Im yesh sefer Torah b'miksasam kruim u'mechukim yasimim sefer Torah ba'aron. That's what he learns from our Gemara. Right? The fact that shivrei luchos are munachin ba'aron, so therefore one is allowed. You learn from there, one is allowed to put a puzzle sefer Torah in the Aron. It goes in the footnotes here in the Makara Chesed. You might have been mechalik. A puzzle sefer Torah at least was a kosher sefer Torah one time. The Shivrei Luchos, they were Luchos, but like before anything happened, they were broken. Before they ever were used. Right? Let's say if you to prepare something and never use it, but he says that Lav Dafka, that you have to make that distinction. That is the Ha'ara of the Sefer Chasidim. Okay, we continue. So Gemara now brings Rayos to each of the Shitos. One Aron versus two Aronos. Says the Gemara. Let's start with Kariyeh, about six lines up at the bottom. Kariyeh, Messiah Lul Rabbanan, there's a pasuk that supports the Rabbanan, that there was only one. Oy lanu miyatzilenu miyadu alakim adirim ha'ele. Woe to us, the Plishtim say, that right after they took the Aron, and now all the terrible things happened to them, and now it's on the way back, they see the Aron. Miyatzilenu, who's going to save us from this amazing God? So it sounds like they were surprised. They've never seen it before. If one of the Aronos always went out to battle with Am Yisrael, it would have been known. All the nations would have known about it. So you see from there, Mila de Locham in Minyomeon, sounds like it was the first time they have ever seen it. And Kariyeh Messiah the Yehuda ben Lachish, and for the following, Vayomer Shaul la'achia, Shaul says to Achia, he wanted to get ready to ask the Urim Tumim what to do. Hagisha Arono Elokim, bring Hagisha. Tiklin Chadad explains, is a lashon of something being close by. And now you're going to bring it close to me. Hagisha Arono Elokim, bring it close. So the question is, Valo Aron Bakir Yisra Armaya. 1 minute, after the Plishtim sent the Aron back, they didn't bring it up, remember, to to the center right away. They kept it in Kiryas Yaron for 20 years. So what does it mean, close? It was all the way in Kiryas Yaron. It must be that there was another Aron close by. And that's why, that's a ride that there were two Aronos. My Avdil Ney Rabbanan. What would Rabbanan say Hagisha means? Does it mean close? Hagisha Eli Hatzitz. It means bring the tzitz close to me. There was a box where the tzitz was. Bring that close, because the Kohen has to be wearing, the Kohen Gadol has to be wearing all of the Big Dei Kahuna in order to ask a question of the Urim Bitumen. We mentioned in the past, that a number of years ago, not so recently, what was the Urim Bitumen? We're all brainwashed by Rashi and the Ramban. What exactly was the Urim Bitumen? Right, Rashi quotes, and the Ramban says, oh, it was a Shem Hashem that was put between the folds of the Choshen, and once that was in, so that made the letters light up whenever a question was asked to the Kohen, the various times in history. That was the Ramban. The Ramban in Parshat Tetzaveh expands upon this. The Ramban tells us, a number of Rambans today, this is number two, says the Ramban, Moshe lakach sav ha'urim batumim v'hinicham sham b'choshen ha'mishpat. He put it into the choshen mishpat. Acharei shehilbishes Aaron ha'efod v'choshen. After Aaron put on the eight begadim, he put the urim batumim. Wasn't one of the eight. It's not one of the extra four of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol has the choshen and the ephod and the me'il and the tzitz. Those are his extra four. But the urim batumim is not counted as a separate beged. So it went inside. Kamosha Amar vayitein alav as a ephod vayakor zav bechesh veephod vayazam alav as a choshen vayitein ala choshen es haurim es hatumim ki la'acher kein nasdam ben kifle hachoshen. He put it in between the folds of the choshen v'hamashal. And then what happened? Once that was in there, that was kind of the power surge of the avanim. So when the kohen got, when the question was asked, they lit up. And the Kohen Gadol and the people there had to figure it out, the order. And that's the Vilna Gaon's thought on this Ramban, and that's why Eli thought that she was drunk, because it said the letters Shin, Kaf, Reish, Hey were lit up, and he thought it said Shikora, and really it said Kishara, or Kishera, right? He mixed up the order, and really Chana wasn't drunk, she was just davening very hard. That's all based on this Ramban. The Urim Tumim was the Ksav of Shem Hashem, and it was put inside the folds. The Ksava Kabbalah, though, points out that you never find anywhere in the Torah that the Torah describes how to make this. You would think the Urim Tumim will be described exactly what the Urim Tumim are. And the Rambam describes how to form and make all of the Begadim, and he doesn't say anything about the Urim Tumim. Doesn't say anything extra, and this is how you make the Urim Tumim. The Harbe Tamahati says the Ksava Kabbalah there in Shmos. Shalosh Matsasi Bedivrei HaRambam Klum. I didn't find anything about the Urim Tumim in the Rambam. Ki peraktes bekliya mikdash mevaer sham kol prati maisa choshen ve'efod v'lo hisker chal Urim Tumim ve'ech yishman mikro mefurash l'chei nireli. I think, says the Ksav HaGabalah, Chiddush Gadol, sheledaito ein Urim Tumim shemas kadoshim kadasim afarshim. I think he would argue with the Ramban. He would have to say it in the Rambam. If this was the Urim Tumim, he would have to say it. Rak Shnei Masar, he says, you know what I think we'll put in the Rambam? The Urim Tumim were the 12 stones that went on the Choshen. And that's described in the Torah, and that's described in the Rambam, and it says, put the Urim Tumim el Choshen. So according to the Rashi and the Rambam, that means it was put in the fold, inside. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah for the Rambam, no, you put the stones into their spot, into the Choshen. Rak Shnei Masar HaAvanim, Shayuksuvim B'Shemo Shnei Masar Shiftei Yisrael, Heim Atzman, Karana Kasuv Kan B'Shem Urim Etumim, Ki Heim Atzman Hayu Mi'irim Utzmimim B'Devrayim B'Blitas Oseoseim El Hanishal Behem. And then that's what it means. That's why the Rambam doesn't have a separate stage. And that's why he says, if you look closely, there's a difference between the Avnei Ha'Ephod and the Avnei Urim Metumim. The Avnei Ephod, Amar, or the ones that went on the shoulders, the Kisvo says, V'nasata, Shtei Avanim, Al Kisvo So Ephod. And here it says, V'nasata, El Hachoshen, Esa Urim. V'nere Im Kench, Avnei Ha'Ephod, Ha'im Mechubarim, B'kiviyat Tzmidis, on Avnei Urim Metumim, L'Ha'im Mechubarim, it wasn't fixed there, they put it in, they took it out. That's what he talked. Kin yirli bishet asa Rambam shehishmit ma'isachoshin in yirum etumim. I think this is what it means. And even though there are others that say otherwise, I think this is the pshat of the Rambam. V'chulu, you can look up that ksava kabbalah. So machlokas rishonim. What exactly was the yirum etumim? The Hiri Bana Beis Hamikdash will see exactly who was right. Okay, we continue. So says the Gemara, second to last line. Right, that was all brought in because that's what the context. Shaul HaMelech was trying to get the Urim and Tumim to be able to ask a question to it, and that's what the Machlok is in the Psukim, what was brought close. Another pasuk that supports Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish, the first opinion, that says there were two Aronos. Right? This is Mi Amar El Mi, who's talking here? Uriah. We know the famous Uriah and Bathsheba and David. Uriah says to David, when David says that he should go home, and he says, no, I'm going back to the battlefield. Ha'aron v'Yisrael v'Yehuda yoshim b'sukos. That's the Aron. And v'Yisrael, they're sitting b'tzaris. And I'm going to go back and relax? He says, I can't do that. So his lashon is, it's sitting in sukos. So what's sukos? Name of a place. V'halo aron b'tzion ayah. What do you mean? It was in Yerushalayim. What do you mean it was in sukos? Right? B'tzion. So how could he say it was in sukos? So it must be there were two aronos. Right? And one, he was talking about the one in the Melchama. And the other one was with the Luchos, was in Yerushalayim. Says the Gemara, no, my Avdan Le Rabbanan. What would the Rabbanan who say there was only one Aron? How would they interpret this pasuk? Schach Shehu Kikirui. Sha'adayin lo nimne beis habachira. No, Sukkos means it was in a hut in Yerushalayim. It wasn't in the Kodesh Kodashim yet. That wasn't built, obviously. David HaMelech, there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. So, it was... That's what it's referring to. It's referring to the same spot, but it was in a hut. As we know, David HaMelech ruled for 40 years. Shlomo HaMelech ruled for 40 years. David was 7 and 33, 7 in Hebron, 33 in Yerushalayim. But even after he came to Yerushalayim, he bought the land for the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says in Zachin he was Mekadesh the Ritzpah. He sanctified the floor, but that's all he was allowed to do. Right? David Nasan HaNavi told him, but then he had to retract his permission slip. That you cannot, David, I'm sorry, build the Beis HaMikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, for various reasons not. Different reasons given, one in Sefer Shmuel, and one in Divrei Hayamim. The more famous one is in Divrei Hayamim, in terms of blood on his hands. Okay, third line. Mishenignaz Aaron, when the Aaron was hidden. Nignazimo, Tzintzenes Haman, a bottle of man is with the Aaron. Ez Hashem, when we see the Aaron, or when we don't see that, when the Aaron is taken out, we have to see the Tzitzenes Haman, Vitzlochas Shemen HaMishcha, and a little small flask of oil, the Shemen HaMishcha, that Moshe Rabbeinu made and used, Umaklo Shel Aaron, Uprachav Ushkedav, and Aaron's staff with its blossoms and its nuts, the Argal, Sheshiva Plishtim, Asham, Leilokei Yisrael. And the box and the present that the Plishtim sent back after the amazing Nisim that happened with their God, it was a Dagon, and his head was chopped off, and his hands were chopped off, and they all got sick. So they sent back, they didn't want anything to do with the Aaron, and they sent back a present. Stop there for a minute. Again, each of these are fascinating item to talk about. Let's focus on the Aaron. Aaron sticks. What did it say? It was put away with its blossoms and with its nuts. Ask for Moshe Feinstein. After you have fruit or nuts, you don't have blossoms anymore. So what are the blossoms still doing there? It says in the Torah, and it says here, that on the stick, you still have the blossoms, and then you have the nuts. Right, so why didn't the blossoms fall off like most cases, and the only are left with the fruit? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in Parshas Korach. You know what you learn from here? Achay is a nation ishru gam aprachim. V'tzorach lahavin leiza tam nasa neze achatam kamoshe reinu bazeh shepirche kedusha einam novlim ve'einam kalam la'olam. Blossoms of kedusha, says they always remain. There's no step in Ruchnius that falls away and is not there anymore. Right? Every part of the process, all the means, not just the ends, remains eternally. Hine priya mitzvah huasiyas ha mitzvah gufa. Vaha prachim heim dvarim hamivi imlaze. Vyadinam bizeh shegam haprachim nisharu kaimim laolam. Even the prachim lasts forever. Tekol hatircha vahatzar shebolo lekayim ha mitzvah velo motora. It was difficult to get there. It was difficult to do, not just doing it, But figuring out how to do it, he says that's the means, right? It's not just the goal. Delo kedvar magashmiim shemishalim and schar rak ba'ada pri, right? It's not in for gashmias. We only pay for the end result. No, b'divrei kedusha, it's the process itself. He doesn't quote him, but the Chavetz Chaim also on his thought that many say at a siyum anu mashkimim anu mashkimim anu makalim schar beheinu makalim schar anu, right? We get schar and they don't get schar. Right, what do you mean? They ask the Chavetz Chaim. They do get schar. We all get schar. Says the Chavetz Chaim, no. We get schar for the amelus. We don't just get schar for the finished product. Right, if you go to a shoemaker, if you give your shoes to a shoemaker, says the Chavetz Chaim, you come back a week later and he tried and tried and tried and couldn't fix the shoe. He put hours in. He doesn't get paid because he didn't achieve the result. Right? Anu amelim umekabim schar for the amelus, says the Chavetz Chaim. We could spend 2 hours learning pshat, wrong pshat, in a Gemara and we still get schar for it. Even though we only, at the end, figure it out. Even if we never figure it out, right, we still can get schar for any mitzvah. That's exactly what Rav Moshe says here. That's why the prachim are there, because those are eternalized, even though they are not the end result. Good. We continue. Miganazo, who hid away the aron and all of these other items? It does not say explicitly in Tanakh, in the Navi, that who put them away. So Yoshio Ganazo, our Mesorah is that Yoshio HaMelech, he hid them away. Kivan Sharasha Kasuv, since he saw in the Tochacha, Yolech Hashem Oscha, he saw the foreshadowing of our going into Galus. Yolech Hashem Oscha Vesmalkacha Asher Tokem Alecha, Elagai Shaloya Data Tava Vosacha. Are you going to Galus? Amda Amar Veganazo. So he went and hid it. Hadohu Dechsiv. That's also alluded to in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Vayomer Lalavim Hamevinim. Ulachal Yisrael Hakadoshim Lashem. Tnuis Aron Hakodesh. Bibayis Asher Bona Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael. Put the aron in. Ein lachem masa b'kasef. No more carrying it on your shoulders. Amar lahem. Then he adds, im golet hu imachem labavel, ein atem achzirin oso od limkomo. You'll never bring it back. If it leaves, like all the other kelim, it's never coming back. Ela ata im duas Hashem alokechem esamo Yisrael. Meaning, you have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in other ways now, but you're not carrying the aron ever again. Even when it goes into Galus, it is not going into Galus, right? And that's the Mesorah that we have, that the Aron, right, in all the pictures, right, on the Arch of Titus, and all the pictures that they have from that time period, they're carrying the menorah, and they're carrying the other Kalim, they're not carrying the Aron. Because the Aron was not taken. That was not taken, that was put underground. Shlomo HaMelech had built the secret underground storage room, because he also saw Beruach HaKadosh, that this was not going to be an eternal Beis HaMikdash, and Yoshio HaMelech put it there. The Rambam describes it as well. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam says, second, let me just find it, the Rambam says in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the following, in the beginning, says the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, Evan Haisa B'Kodesh HaKadoshim B'Ma'aravo. It was a stone in the west side of the Kodesh Kodashim. Va'aleha haya ha'aron munach. Ulefanav. Tzintzenes haman umate aron. When the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh Kodashim every Yom Kippur. So he saw the aron, the bottle of man, and the aron stick. Uba'esha bana shlomo es abayis. V'yada shesofo lecharev. Shlomo knew. Bana makom lignos bo ha'aron lamata. Bimatmonios amukos va'alkalkalos. Right, and deep, hidden, nobody knows where it is. V'yoshio HaMelech tziva v'ganzo b'makom shebana shlomo. Yoshio HaMelech gave the command, the Ram quotes our pasuk. V'yomer l'alvim ha'mevinim v'chulu v'chulu. V'nigna zimo mate aron v'tzitzenes v'shemen ha'mishcha. V'kol elu lochazru b'vayasheni. Right, all these did not return. As we know, the Gemara in Yuma says, there were five differences, five things that were missing. V'yashrishon v'vayasheni. The elders that were still alive, that saw Bayis Rishon, they were crying during Bayis Sheni, during the celebration, while everybody else was dancing, because they remember. You call this a Beis HaMikdash. The Kodesh Kodashim is empty. This is a Beis HaMikdash. So everybody else was happy, but they were crying. But this is the Rambam, that it was all put away, and it's still there today. It's still there today. Why is it still there today? Because you couldn't have a Beis HaMikdash if the Aron is the center of the Kedusha. That's the Mechayev of the Kedusha. So Rav Soloveitchik says, therefore you had to have the Aron there. Okay, it's underneath. But still, you need the Aron there to give off the Kedusha. V'af, and then he adds, let's see if this works into the Ksava Kabbalah. V'af Urim Mitumim, Shehayu B'Vayisheni, Lo Hayu Mishivin Baruach HaKodesh, V'lo Hayu Nish'alin Bahen. The Urim Mitumim were there, but it didn't work. They had to be there because he didn't want to be Mechusar Begadim. But it didn't work. I'm a chuser begadim. So again, if you don't have the ksav of Hashem inside, is the kohen gadol a chuser begadim? You have all eight, unless you say the parchment inside is part of the choshen. If you're missing the stones, okay, you understand. That fits in very nicely. But if you're missing the inside, a little more difficult. Not impossible, but a little more difficult. And he even adds, it's plural. Them. Right, when you call the ksav of Shem Hashem them or it. Right, Oso or Osan. Okay, again, these aren't foolproof rayas, but it sounds like that it could fit into the ksav of Kabbalah suggestion. Okay, so the Aaron is underneath. We continue. Says the Gemara, once we're talking about the items that are underneath, so we talk about them a little bit. Pitum Shemana Mishcha. So one of the items that were underneath was the oil, the anointing oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made, and he used to sanctify the Kohanim and the Kelim. V'yata, the Pasuk says in Kisisa, Kach Lucha V'chulu, V'kida Chamesh Meos, V'chulu, Shehein Elef, V'chamesh Meos Manim, 1,500 portions, because each one of these is 500, and three of them. Shem and Zayas, you take those spices, you mix it Shem and Zayas hin, mix it with oil, a hin of shem and zayish. Shnei maser log, that's 12 log. Shebo, shokin eso ikarin. Div Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, what's the process? You take the roots of these herbs and you soak it in oil. And that's how you get the oil fragrance. Then you take the oil and then use that for the shem and mishcha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Shokin haya b'mayim. No, you soak it the roots in water. That maybe would bring out the fragrance. V'nosin shem and al gabayim. And then you smear the oil on top of the roots. Somehow the water brings out the fragrance. Mishahaya kolet es areach, and once the oil absorbed the scent, haya ma'aviro kederach, you would remove it. Kederach shapataminosin, like regular people who make oil, who deal with this. Hado dechsev shemen mishchas kodesh rokach, the end of the pasuk, rokach merkachas maaseh rokach, right? Was usually used for those who deal with these substances. That's what is used. Interesting ha'arah Rav Sarutzkin has in the Aznayim LaTorah, why is it that by Shemen HaMishcha here, every one of the ingredients is listed in the Torah? It's four, right? The spices are listed, and we have it in the Torah, exactly what it is, right? Kach Lecha, right? The exact ones that are listed. Besamim Rosh, Mor Deror, Kinmon Vesem, Ukene Bosem, Vekida, they're all there. If you look by the Ketores, which is the next parsha, Kach Lecha Samim, Nataf, Ushechelos, Vechelbana. That's it. And we know there are more than four spices. Why aren't they listed in the Torah? Ask the Gezayim HaTorah. He says, why is it Nifla Dover? Shebik Torahs HaKabbalah Meruba Alaksav. Shalom Nomar B'Torah Meforish El Adalat Samamonim. The Chazal Kiblu Yud Alef Samamonim. We know there are 11 spices. The Chalbana smells bad, but, and by the oil, it says all of them. Nearly, he says, why? He says, by the Shemen HaMishcha, there's no real chash that people are going to make it. Why? Because as we're about to see in our Gemara, the whole thing is miraculous. From start to finish, the oil is going to be miraculous. And therefore, there's no chash that people are going to try to figure out the names and make it. Avo b'ktores, there's no nace in making the ktores, you just make it. Shebahachanasa ain't shum nace, kayem chash gadol, sha'anashim she'inam huganim yelchu v'yasu b'maskunta, lo rak la'riachba, achafilu l'avodizara. The Laman HaMaisek Torah, as we had earlier last week. So that's why maybe the Torah does not say it explicitly. Right? The Torah doesn't want to do Lifnei Iver. Doesn't want to list off the spices. We have an Aide Mesorah, right? Chazal tell us. But in the Torah, it lists off all of the Shemen ingredients, but not the Torahs. Tani, we continue. Rabbi Yehuda Bei Rabbi Eloi. Shemen HaMishcha Sha'asa Moshe Bamidbar. Maisa Nisim. Nasa Bo Mitzchila Vatzof. It was miraculous from beginning to end. Shemitchila lo hayabo ela shnei maser log. It started off with 12 log. Shneimar shemen zayis hin. Right, we had exactly 12 log. Im lasuchbo eso ikarin lo hayabo suffix. So number one, even that's not enough. The amount of roots that produce the fragrance that you would have to smear with the oil, there's not enough oil to do it. You'd run out. So right away, it's miraculous that it worked. Alachas kama v'kama, and surely shahar boleya, and it's hot, and the fire is going to cause some of it to evaporate. V'yo'et symbol, and some of it's going to go into the wood. V'hayo rebolas, and into the pot. Umi menu nimshechu hamishkan v'chol kelav, hashulchan v'chol kelav, haminore v'chol keleha, and all the kelim of the mishkan were anointed with it. So it was a miraculous that it started, a miraculous that it continued, and a miraculous that it was able to be used. Umi menu nimshechu Aaron, Kohen Gadol, Ubanav, Kol Shivas Yimei Miluim. Parsha Shmini, right? All Shavas Yom Milu, the end of Tav, all of them were anointed with it. Umimenu Nimshachu Kohanim Gedolim Umalachim, and everybody was anointed. The Kohanim Gedolim, the kings, they were all anointed with it. Before we finish the Brisa, we just add in another halacha, which we'll talk about. Melech betchilaton Meshicha, a king which is starting a dynasty, requires the anointing. Melech ben Melech eton Meshicha, but the king, the son of a king, does not require Meshicha. He is continuing. My timer, kum mashcheu ki zeh hu. Right, anoint him, they say, because he is the one. He, zeh, David HaMelech, ton Meshicha, ve'ein bino ton Meshicha. Right, only the one who's starting the dynasty. Ava Kohen Gadol, ben Kohen Gadol, afilo ha'asadar was ton Meshicha. Kohen Gadol, though, even if it's passed on to his son, always needs Meshicha. Ve'kulo, and now we finish the Brisa, ve'kulo kayam ma'aseh lavo. Not only did it not get used up, not a drop of it. It stayed the full amount. It's all kayam la'aseh lavo. Hadahu dechsiv, shemen mislash kodesh yezeh li, lidorosechem. So it was miraculous, start to finish. Two amazing horrors that the Minchas Chinuch has regarding Shemen HaMishcha. Number one, if Moshe Rabbeinu made Shemen HaMishcha, and it's there forever, so why is there one of the mitzvahs, one of the 613, to make the Shemen HaMishcha? Right? A mitzvah has to be eternal. Right? A mitzvah that is only for a temporary time period, the isser of leaving your house on Pesach night, because the Malach HaMavis is coming around, that was a one-time event. The isser of going to collect the mon in the field, right, that isser at that time was an isser daraisa, but it's not counted as one of the 613. It has to be eternal. Karbanos are counted because they are eternal. It's just situational that we can't bring the karbanos. But the chiyuv of karbanos is forever. We just can't do it. The chiyuv of all the mitzvahs that are drabanan today. But if the Shemen HaMishcha stays forever, so what's the purpose of having a mitzvah kuv zayin in the Sefer HaChinuch, la'asos shemen hamishcha, alo inyin shetzivsa Torah la'asoso, shiheh muchan l'mshoach bo kol kohen gadol shiyismana, and also malachim b'chulu v'chulu. So explain this to Minchas Chinuch, explain, you have to say, the mitzvah is to make sure it is there. Not to make it, but to make sure you have it. So if it's made, wonderful. Your mitzvah is to guard it. Your mitzvah is to make sure it is there to be used. Right? Not the act of using, but to be used. And that's what you have to say. Right? Unless or else, if you don't say this, it's a very, very difficult to understand. Number one.
What about
Ein Somchin al Anes? Ein Somchin al, but we know it's there. We see. You're right, Ein Somchin al Anes, but it never disappeared. It's there. We have a Mesorah that it's always going to be there. So it's, that's number one. Number two, the other interesting Ha'ara that's brought down. So what does the Gemara here say? Melech ben Melech does not need Meshicha. Does not need anointing. So we mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir. L'chora, says the Minchas Chinuch, Nireh, Melech HaMashiach, right, who we are waiting for, Shemekuyam Alu, Shemekavim Anu, Sheyizgal B'meher of Yameinu. Is Melech HaMashiach going to have to be anointed? He's going to be Ben Achar Ben. It's just a big break. But he's going to be from Malchus Beis David. Kivan to Yim Yizera Shlomo Dor Achar Dor, Imken HaMalchus Yerushalo, Me'esha Paska Malchus, Vein Sorach Mashicha. So I don't know if he's going to need Mashicha. Because he's Ben Achar Ben, like we said, Melech Ben Melech. Even though for centuries he's not around, that's not mafsik. It's still going to be Ben Achaben, right? And we assume there's not going to be a ma'. We're going to see it. If there's a machlokas, you need Mashiach anyway. But let's say it's not going to be a ma'. Mashiach comes, all Klal Yisrael. We're not going to. We can't fathom it. There's going to be achdus. We're all going to gather around the king. So he says that's on the one hand. Ah. But if you say that achim nomar dehaba mikolach mishetzorach mashicha gamkin zorach mashicha, maybe once Rechavam after Shlomo there was a fight that he did the mashicha because it was based on Mechama. So he's not sure at least. But let's take a step back for a minute. Mashiach might not need mashicha, according to the Minchas Chinuch. He at least has that question. We call him Mashiach, the Anointed One, and he might not need mashicha. So we call him that, but fascinatingly, he might not even need to be anointed. But we'll still call him Mashiach, and it's we will continue with that. Anyway, that's an amazing ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch. I wanted to read you the Rambam. The Rambam says this about the Melech HaMashiach. The Rambam says, "Kshamidin haMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu b'Shemen HaMishcha, v'chulu, me'achar shemoshe haMelech, harei zeh zoche lo ulubanav la'olam, shamachos Yerushalayim, hiniach ben katan, mishabim lo hamalucha, asher yagdil, v'chol hakodem menachlo, kodem liyushas hamalucha, v'ben agadol kodem lakadem imenu." The Cholu, and the Ram continues, he doesn't say a word. Kivan shezacha shenimshach David, zacha bekeser malchus. Vahari hamalchus lo ulubanav hazacharim haksherim ad olam. Forever. It goes to David HaMelech. So, I don't know, says the Menachas Chinuch. It could be that Melech HaMashiach is not going to need Mashiach. And if that's true, then we're not calling him the right name for all of these centuries. But we'll still call him that. We don't have to make a fuss about that. Weiter, says the Gemara, in motion of Melachim El Agabi HaMayan, Mashiach is always done by some type of spring. Shneemar ve'erkaftem Shlomo, like David. See on the side it says Melachim Aleph Yud Beis, that's a mistake. It's in the beginning of Melachim Aleph. David Melach, before he dies, is giving the last will and instructions to take Shlomo. Ve'erkaftem Shlomo b'ni, ala pir dasher li, take him on my mule, ve'oratem oso al gichon, bring him to the gichon. U'mashach u'shosham, tzadok ha'kohim, v'nasan ha'navi, le'melach al Yisrael. So you see David HaMelech sent him there. Ein moshchen melech be'melech ela b'bnei ha-machlokes. The line that we just referred to. If there's a machlokes, then you have to anoint. Mibnei ma nimshach Shlomo. Why was Shlomo anointed? Mibnei machlokoso shel Adonio. Right, Adonio, at the beginning of the Sefer Ben Chagis, he wanted the Malchus. Yoash mibnei Ataliyahu. Yehoachaz mibnei Yehoyakim achiv shekalim imenu shteishanim. He was the younger brother. So there's machlokes about that. Yehu mibnei Yoram. So the last one is problematic. That's one of the Malchei Yisrael. That's not Malchei Yehuda. So, lo keikziv kum mashcheo kizeh. Who? Right? Who's that? Kizeh who? Zetor Mashiach and Malchei Yisrael to Mashiach. Only David HaMelech's line is in the world of Mashiach. So why would a Malchei Yisrael need? Number one. Question number two. Take out the next word, Ella. Yeho achaz mebnei Yeho yakim achiv shayagadu mimenu shteishanim. Or lo Yoshio gnazo. What do you mean? Yoshio was the father of Yeho achaz. So there wasn't any oil around then anyway. You're saying the younger brother had to be anointed because of the older brother was there, but there was no oil left. Anyway, Yoshi already hid it, we said. So how do you answer both questions? Hada amra, bafar simon nimshach. Both of these statements doesn't really mean oil. Afar simon is like a fake oil. It's like balsam oil. But that's what it means by Yehoachaz, and that's what it means that the Malchi Yisrael received it. It wasn't the real Shemana Mishcha of Moshe Rabbein. A Moshe and a Malachim Elam and a Karen. Anointed kings has to be from a Karen, like from a horn. It looks like a shofar. Shaul v'Yehu nimshachu min apach. Shaul and Yehu were nimshach from a different type of a shard. Haisa malchus and malchus of Eris. It didn't last. Hadavar and Shlomo nimshachu min a Karen. Haisa malchus and malchus kayemes. Right, and Hashem had it. Siyata the Shmaya that they were nimshach from the Karen. Ein Moshe and Kohanim Malachim. Kohanim can't be kings. Right, because if you're a king, you got to be from Malchi Yehuda, David HaMelech. Amir Rebbe Yehuda an tun deraya. Al shame, what's the pasuk? Lo yasser shevet mi Yehuda. Right, the shevet, the power, position of power should never leave from Yehuda. Number one, Amir B'chiyah Bar Abba, a different source. Laman yarech yamim amam mapto hu vana bekar of Yisrael. Right, it talks about a melech. Maksib basrei. Right afterwards, lo yel akonim alviim. So we darshan the smichos apsukim. Period. This is from this Yerushalmi. From this Yerushalmi, Pashtus is the source for the Ramban. The Ramban and Pashtus Vayechi, right? We're almost in Kislev. Erev, Laman Cheshvan, right? So, start talking about the Ramban. The Ramban and Pashtus Vayechi discusses that amazing, the Chanukah was an amazing story, wonderful, we're all so happy, but there is a tinge of chait, says the Ramban, and only the Ramban can say this. The Ramban says, the Chashmonoim were chotem. They sinned. Why? They should have won. They should have defeated the Yevanim and then stepped aside. The Chashmonaim were Kohanim. They shouldn't have taken the Malchus. And they took the Malchus. Malchus beis Chashmonai, says the Ramban. Again, other Rishonim are pretty quiet on the issue. You don't get any impression from the Rambam that the Chashmonaim did something wrong. You don't get that impression. And other Mefarshim point that out. That maybe the proud pashas is, b'makam she'enish, eshadot liosish. There was nobody else to be the leaders. So they had to be the leaders. And for some other reason in history, Hashem decided that they were going to be massacred and the whole Chashmonaim dynasty would be wiped out. But the Ramban says, no, it was wiped out because of this. Because they overstepped their bounds. And they took the Malchus. That's the Ramban. And he learns it from Lo Yasser Shevet Miyuda. Are you Rishalmi? That's the source of this. Avalin Yanosha Lo Yasser Shevet Miyuda Alecha Me'echav. Ki Malchus Yisrael HaMoshel Aleihem Mimenu Yiyah. V'lo Yimshol Echad Me'echav Alev. V'chein Lo Yasser Mechokik Mibin Raglov. Shechol Mechokik B'Yisrael Asher B'yado Tabas HaMelech Mimenu Yiyah. Everybody should be from him. Aye, what about Shaul HaMelech? No, that was before it started. That's why Shaul doesn't get this Aveira. He bought the Malchus for other reasons. But Shaul was before Malchus Beis David started. So the Israel of Lo Yasser doesn't kick in yet. Says the Ramban. But he says, when it comes to the Chashmonaim, v'zeh haya onesh Chashmonaim, shemalchum v'yisheni, kohayu chasidei elyon, v'yamaleihem nishchichu atorva mitzvahs. They were unbelievable. Right, we have a yontif for them. V'yafal pike ne'enshu onesh gadol. Afal pike, they went through a terrible onesh. Again, We usually are not of the opinion that we could try to base past events to try to figure out what was God's, you know, game plan. This was because of this. We don't play those kind of games. The Ramban could play that kind of game. The Ramban, one of the Gedolei HaRishonim, in the Ruach HaKodesh that he had, he could play those kind of games 800 years ago. But we are not on that level, chas v'shalom, to ever try to figure out reasons for events. But the Ramban did, and he bases it on for me, because the Yerushalmi. Verisi b'Yerushalmi, quotes from Harios, but it's also here. Ein moshchim malachim kohanim. Amar b'Yehuda antu deria. That's his source. That's his source, not in a Bavli. Source is in a Yerushalmi. That is number one. The other point to mention is a Marsha I like to quote, and that is, the Gemara says in Maseches Zvachim, on Daf Nun Gimel, that the Mizbeach was not exactly even. We know the Mizbeach was a perfect square, but the base of the Mizbeach was cut off. There was a full base on the north side of the Mizbeach and on the west side of the Mizbeach. But on the east and on the south side, it just had a little bit. It didn't go all the way. Why? Not just because the ramp was on the south side, they could have fitted it on the two sides. Because the Gemara says in Zvachim that the border between Binyamin and Yehuda went right through the Beis HaMikdash. Right through the Shvatim. And the Mesorah is, we know it from an Unkelus in Parshas Vayechi, right, that the entire Mizbeach has to be in Binyamin. Binyamin's the Av Yitraf. The entire Mizbeach has to be in Binyamin. And that's why, if you had the base, it would be sticking into Yehuda a little bit. And that's why there was no base on most of the south and eastern side of the Mizbeach. What's the big deal? Have a little bit in Yehuda. Right, what's the big deal? Explains the Marsha there in Zvachim, separation of church and state. He says separation. This exact point. Ein Moshchin, Kohanim, Malachim. Yehuda were the political leaders. Binyamin were the servants. They weren't the Levium, but there was a different Shevet. They were the religious leaders. Says the Marsha, there's only two pages of Marsha on the old Maseches Zvachim. So he says here, he says separate. He says, well, lefiatam de keser kahuna lachud ve keser malchus lachud. Velachin amikdash, shu keser kahuna, lo haya bechelik Yehuda, shelo amalucha. That's it. Lishkas HaGazis he talks about, he says, based on the Lo Yasud, Lo Yisod, She'in Lo Yisod, Bechelko Shal Toref, Shu Bin Yamin, Shneem Arbei, Ze'ev Yitzhraf, Kivish Lonim, Shukum Achuzo Shal Shal. Right, so that is a firm, that idea has firm basis in Yadus, separation of church and state, even though there are those that might argue on it, but that is that Marsha in Zvachim, and the Ramban, in Vayechi, and right here, you know, there's definitely basis for that in Halacha. Okay, time to do some math. Even before that, first a little bit finishing the names. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Who Shalom Utsikiyo? I'm sorry, I skipped a line. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Who Yochanan, who Yehoachaz? Yochanan and Yehoachaz were the same person. V'aksiv ha-Bachar Yochanan. It says Yochanan was the Bachar, and beforehand it says that Yehoyakim was older. Bachar Malchus means he was the first to be the king. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, who Shalom Utsikiyo? Same person. V'aksiv ha-Gimel Tzidkiyo, v'arvi Shalom, it goes through the sons, different people. Gimel Atoldos, Dal the Malchus. He was the third born, but he was the fourth to be the king. Tzidkiyo, why was he called Tzidkiyo? Shetzidik alamidas hadid. Right, after Nebuchadnezzar did terrible things, blinded him. Right, he was Mastik Vidin. Shalom, Shabiyamab, Shalma, Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, he was the last one. The last of Malchus Beis David, before Churban Bayis Rishon. Lo Shalom Avishmei, Lo Tzidkiyo Avishmei, both of those are nicknames. Ella, Matanya. That was his real name. Hado Dechsiv, and that's what the Pasuk says at the end of Nevi'im Rishonim. Vayamlech Melech Bavel Es Matanya, Dodo Tachta, Vayasev Eshmo, Tzidkiyo. Call him Tzidkiyo by the Churban. Weiter. Amr of Yochanan, we have a machlokes here. Machlokes in terms of, once we're talking about the Aron, dimensions of the Aron. That's what we have for the next 30 lines. Amr of Yochanan, Ba'ama Bashisha Tvachim. We know there are different types of Amos. So, the two days quoted in our Gemara is an Amma of 6 Tvachim and an Amma of 5 Tvachim. So that's what we're going to, just basic math here. Ba'ama Shalshisha Tvachim Haya Aron Asui. The Aron was made with the Amma of 6 Tvachim. Mantan of Amma Shalshisha Tvachim, Rabbi Meir, Titzan, it's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Meir says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Amos Hayu. Benonios, the Mishnah says in Kalim that he, all Amos were the Benonios, that's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amas HaBinyan Shisha, the ones used for the building is 6, Shal Kalim Chamisha, so Rabbi Yehuda says the Aron was a 5 Tefach Amma. So we'll get back to that. We're going to focus first on each Shita. Old I to the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, who says the Amas are 6 Tefachim. So do Amar Ba'amma Shal Shvat Tefachim, Havi Ha'aron Asui. 6 tefachim. Arko shel aron. So how long was the aron tesvav tefachim? The aron was 15 tefachim long. Why? 2.5 amos. 2.5 amos is, if you say 6, 6, 3, right? That's it. Amosayim v'chetzi arko, 2.5 amos long, amsa ashisa, v'amsa ashisa, upalvis amsa tlasa. So it was 9 long. V'arba luchos hayu, so we gotta figure out how the 4 luchos fit in. 2 whole, 2 broken. So, what were the dimensions of the luchos? Shneim shleimim v'shneim shmurim. Dechsiv asher shibarta. V'samtam ba'aron. You put the broken luchos in aron too. Haluchos hayukal echad ve'echad. Erko vav tfachim rachbo shlosha. They were 6 by 3 tfachim. So, skip the next word. V'sein rachbo shaluchos. La'arko shal aron. Right, put them lengthwise to the width. Right, so how long did we say it was? It was, the length of the arm was 15. And you put it the opposite way, so 3, 3, 3, and 3. So it uses up 12. Nishtayer shem shlosha tfachim. There's still 3 tfachim lengthwise left. Tein meam chati tefach l'chol kosel. Each wall, the thickness of each wall of the arm was a half a tefach thick. Nishtayer shnei tfachim, so 2 tfachim left. L'sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote also went inside the aron. That's the length of the aron. Rachbo shel aron. How about the width? Tisha tvachim. That was 9. Dechsiv. Ama v'chetzi arka rachbo. But it's 1.5. Remember, each ama is 6. So amsa ashisa. Upalkas amsa tlasa. That makes the width 9. V'arba luchos hayubon. There were the 4 luchos. Shnayim shleimim v'shnayim shvurim. Dechsiv ashashi barata v'samtam ba'aron. Haluchos. Hayu kol echad ve'echad archon shisha tvachim ve'rachban shlosha tvachim, according to the Girsa. Right, so the length was 6, so that's what we need to do now, because the length was put to the width of the aron. Tain archon shaluchos l'rachbo shel aron. So how long was it? It was nine tvachim wide, and how tall were the luchos? They were 6. There's time sham shlosha tvachim. So a 3 tvachim left widthwise. Chati tefach mikam lekosal zeh, v'chati tefach mikam lekosal zeh. Each wall, the thickness is half a tefach. V'tvachayim, there's 2 tvachim left. L'shilut makom shesefer Torah munach. To give you a little space to put the Sefer Torah in and out. Right, you need some space to be able to move it. That is all the first opinion. That you're dealing with an amma of 6 tvachim. But we just do basic math. No, same calculations, but let's do it with a 5 tefach amma. Man tano ba'ama bas chamisha tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Tanina Taman? We learned there in the Mishnah in Kalim, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amas Habinyin Shisha, Vishal Kalim Chamisha. Fine, 5, Vahain Aron Kli, and the Aron was a Kli. So here we go. Al daiti d'Reb Yehuda du amar ba'ama shel chamisha tvachim hayarko asui. It was with 5 tefach ama. So how long was the aron? Remember the aron was 2.5. So it's 5 tefach. So it's 12.5. Shema so tefach u'mechsa. 12.5 tefachim was the length of the aron. Dichsiv amasayim v'chetzi arko 2.5 length. So each one is 5. Amsa chamsha v'amsa chamsha upalkas amsa treyu polig. So 12.5 length. So now let's fit the aron in. Fit the luchos in. Vada luchos hayubo. Shneim shleimim v'shneim shvurim. 2 broken, 2 whole. Dichsiv asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. Vaha luchos hayakol echad ve'echad. This doesn't change. Arkan shisha tvachim v'rachban shlosha. Right? There was 6 by 3 tvachim. So, tain rachban shel luchos. La arko shel aron. So again, you put it the opposite way. You put the length of the luchos to the width of the aron. So here, you're a little more tight, right? Because you only have 12.5 wide, and you use 12. Use 12. So all you have is a half a tefach left. So you have to use a quarter of a tefach for each of the walls. So you squeeze it in. Rochbo shel aron shiva tefachim. So obviously, there's no Sefer Torah in there. There's no room for the Sefer Torah in there. Rochbo shel aron shiva tefachim u'mechza. The width is 7.5. Do the math. Dechsiv, ama v'chetzi et rochbo. It was 1.5 width. And 1 is 5. Amsa chamsha upalgas amsa trey upalig. So the width of the aron was 7.5 tfachim. Vidal luchos ha yisham shayim 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 shivurim. Dechsev asher shibarta v'samtam ba'aron. We quote that each time. Haluchos ha yikol echad ve'echad arkan shisha tfachim. V'rachban shlosha. But here the point is 6. So it's 6 tfachim tall. Tfachim. 6 tfachim tall. It's got to fit into a space of 7.5. Tain arkan l'rachbo shal aron. V'rishtar sham tefach u'mechsa. Etzba lakosa mikan, etzba lakosa mikan. So, you put a quarter, an etzba is a quarter of a tefach in each, for each wall, meaning you have thinner walls according to this opinion. Chati tefach mikan, v'chati tefach mikan, l'shilut. And you have a little space to move and remove them. But again, what's important, according to this daya, the machlokas is, whether the Sefer Torah was inside the Aron also. Ketzad, now we get to general. We finished the basic math. Ketzad has a Betzalel to Aron. So what did Betzalel do when he made the Aron? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Amar, Shalosh Tevos Asu. So we know Rashi quotes this opinion. But really the Gemara here has two opinions. Right, he made three boxes. Shayim shel zav, ve'achas shel etz. Three boxes. He didn't want to be as heavy as it could have been, even though it was very heavy. But he made it gold, wood, gold. Nasan shel zav, v'shel etz, v'shel etz, v'shel zav, v'tzipu, and then he covered it. He lined it with gold. V'chsev, v'tzipiso, so zahav tahar, mibayis mi'chutz, from inside and outside. Ma'atam alamar titzapenu. What does that extra word mean? Lahavis vaso al yona, even the upper edge, the rim. Right, even though you don't want to be able to see the wooden box inside, you line that with gold too. Rav Shimon Lakish Amar, Teva Achaz Aso. No, it was one box. Got to figure out how to read into the Psukim. Vitzipu, Dichsiv, Vitzipisa, Oso, Zahav Tahar, Mivayis Michutz. Singular. Mata Malama Titzapenu, Amrebi Pinchas Lavi Bein Nesel Neser. Means any gap in between. Kate, period. Okay, so Machlokas, how many there were. Again, all of these are Machlokos Mitzias. There's no getting out of that. Right, all of these. Well, what did the Aron look like, and how long was the Aron? Right, so Machlokas. Ketzai Lochas Ksuvim. Here we go. Fascinating Machlokos here, coming up. How was it written on the Luchos? How were the Dibros written? Let's try to get all the days down. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Chamisha Luachzeh, V'chamisha Luachzeh. Right, so this is what Klal Yisrael has accepted. Five and five. Even though the second five have many less words, the first one is a lot of words. Anochi, Lo Yilucha. What's the second one? Lotirzak, Lotinov, Lotignov. So which ones would be much heavier? The Lotinov, Lotirzak would be much heavier. Because remember, the Luchos were engraved. Right? The words were empty. So the more words there were, the lighter that side was. So it wasn't equal. But that's this first day. It was five and five. Hadohu dechsiv ayichteveim al shnei Luchos Avanim. Why shnei? Chamisha luachzeh v'chamisha luachzeh. As if to compare them. One opinion. For Abanan Amri, asara luachzeh, asara luachzeh. No, you wrote in all of them on each luach. Hadou dechsiv ve'yakid lachemes briso asher tziva eschem al asos aseres advarim asar aluach zev asar aluach zev. Second day. Rishim ba'yachay omer esrim aluach zev esrim aluach zev. All of them on each side, and somehow part of the miracle is that it was seen on both sides written again. Somehow, miraculously. Dechsiv ba'yichteveim al shnei luchos avanim. Right, and this pasuk appears twice. Esrim aluach zev esrim aluach zev. Period. Rav Simai omer. Arboim aluach zeh. It was twice on each luach on both sides. Dichsiv mizeh mizeh em ksuvim tatroga. Tatroga is the Greek word for four. That is all the different days. 5, 10, 20, 40. If you remember, we've discussed the Me'iri. Maybe we'll start with that. We don't have time right now. First we'll finish. We'll start with the Me'iri tomorrow, who parallels, according to what we hold, 1 and 6, 2 and 7, 3 and 8, all of them, 5 and 5, there's a parallel between them. And we'll talk about that Hashem tomorrow. Chananya ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, ben kol diber ve diber dikdu kelvos yoseh shel Torah. Here it is, we had a daf in shir about this last week. But based on this chazal, between each dibur were details. Dichsiv mimulaim betarshish, kiyama rabba. It was full, like the Great Sea. What does that mean? So symbolically, it might mean that the Aseres HaDibros encapsulated the entire Torah. Right? Rav Sadia Gaon quoted in Rashi at the end of Mishpatim, quotes this idea. Rishim min Lakish karavi mati hadein karye. When he got to this pasuk, havi amar yafilim dani Chananya ben Achi Reb Yeshua. He said, what an awesome drasha that was. Why? As follows. Ma hayamazeh. Why are the luchos compared to the Pasik in Tarshish, which is about the sea, Maha Yamazeh, just like the sea, being Galgadol, Galgadol, Galam Ketanim, there are small waves between each big wave, Kach being called Dibur, V'Dibur, Dikduke, Avos Yoseh HaShel Torah. Between each Dibur, you gotta read the fine print. The fine print has all the mitzvahs. I'm Rabbi Tanchuma, is Kashis Kumi Rabbi Pinchas? I asked a question in front of Rabbi Pinchas. Asik Rabbi Yehuda, Vlo Asik Rabbi Meir. The following seems to go like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbi Meir. Which, what? My time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Yehuda, who says the Torah was not inside the Aron, and Rabbi Meir says who it was. That's the machlokas that we had above. My time with Rabbi Yehuda says the Torah was not inside the Aron. Tichsiv. Lakoach ha-sefer ha-Torah zev esamtam oso mitzad Aron bris Hashem v'chulu. It was outside. Al daiti Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Du amar heichanai ha-sefer ha-Torah nasun kemin gluskia asulomi v'chutz. It had like a package in a box outside. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you saw the Aron, you saw a little like box connected to it with the Sefer Torah in it. My time at Rabbi Meir, Dechsiv. Vinasat. Why does Rabbi Meir say the Aron, the Sefer Torah was inside also? Dechsiv. Vinasat as a kaporis al ha'aron milamala. You put the kaporis on top, the cover. Ve'el ha'aron titen es ho'edus asher etein elecha. So it says, it calls it Eidus, and it says Luchos, so Eidus elsewhere. So it seems to be referring to two different things. So we say this Eidus is referring to the Sefer Torah that was put inside. Al Daitit, Rabbi Meir, Du'amar, Ein Muktam Mu'uchar Batorah. There's no Muktam Mu'uchar, you mean it's not written in chronological order. Elo, Vel Ha'aron, Titenes, Ho'edus, Asher Atenu Lecha, V'yachar Gachman, Asad HaZakaporos, Al Ha'aron Milamala. Even though the Pasuk is later, you put the Eidus, the Sefer Torah, in, and then you put the Kaporos on. How you read the psukim? Period. Finishing up. Rabbi Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hatorish Nasan Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Nitzner Lo Eish Levana Charusa Beish Shechora. White fire on black fire. He Eish. It's fire. Muvleles Bo Eish Chatzuva Me Eish Unusuna Me Eish. It's surrounded by fire. Engraved in fire. Given in fire. Dechsiv Mimino Eish Das Lomo. Right. Eish Das Lomo. Eish Das Lomo. The Tikkun Chadat says is the Rashi Tevas Talmud. Switch around the letters a little bit. It's Talmud. That was given at our Sinai. Let's show me up this. Not now, but we'll start this up tomorrow with a great Mabit. The Mabit in Beis Elokim talks about why Torah is compared to white fire and black fire. And we'll start with the Meiri as well. Those 2 points. And then we will continue. Okay, we'll stop here.